Hey, what's up, everybody? This is John Daly. So,
Rapplecast is a Debrica. I'm glad it belongs to America. Yeah.
Sorry, John Daly.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. Here's my number. I'm Carly Rae Jepsen. How are you? Welcome to Killer Tracks. And I'm Carly Rae, and I'm here with Billy Braggart. We're going to talk about our top 10 list for Song of the Year and the year-end wrap-up music Killer Tracks. What is up, Billy Braggart?
Carly Rae Jepsen, it is such an honor to be here, to be with you, one of the greatest singers of the modern era.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My single, Call Me Maybe, is burning up the charts.
You're one of the true lights of the next generation of protest singers.
Thank you so much.
Call Me Maybe. Call I me know maybe. What that means.
Call Me Maybe is a protest, actually, against not getting some guy's number in a bar and, like, just maybe being, like, a little flirty with him, a little slutty, and being like, call me. Call me.
And you are not living in some kind of a dictatorial, matriarchal situation where you're commanding him to call him. You're just saying, call me maybe. You're giving him the choice because people should have the choice and not be told to call, but given the choice to call.
Because it shouldn't be a patriarchy, and it should be a matriarchy.
No, do not demand a call. You either vote for a call where the call is agreed upon by a majority of the people.
Yeah.
Yes. Or you're giving your own choice as an individual to make that call.
It's very democratic.
Your own free will.
It's very democratic. This is a democratic process.
As relationships should be.
Yes, yes. So you are from Scotland?
I am from Scotland.
Scotland!
There's no Scotchland.
Sure. So I'm from Canada, so like I've never been to Europe. So what's that like to be from Scotland?
It's terrible.
Terrible?
The working man, as we speak, they're in the factories right now. In the factories working their fingers to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
But in America, you spend all day listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
Eating cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Downloading your MP3s while the working man of the world
okay,
so is out there.
Yeah. So that's a bummer.
Dying in the sun.
That's a bummer. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
for minimum wages.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'm from Canada, and it's pretty cool. I went to high school at a place called Ontario Valley High School, and it was whatevs, and I like rainbows and Carly Rae Jepsen, so.
Rainbows. The color of the people are all colors.
Mm-hmm.
We are not black and white. We are green. We are red. We are yellow. We are pink. We are maroon.
We are maroon.
It takes all kinds.
Maroon 5. Maroon 5 is one of the bands we're going to talk about. They came out with a new single this year. It is called. It is called. It is called. It is called.
Do you need me to hit you?
Sorry.
You're going to skip?
Sorry, I was skipping, just like a CD, which I've never used. Anyway, they have a song called, I think it was Gangnam Style, and
no,
so,
that's not Maroon 5, that's Psy.
Oh yeah, Psy! Oh no, I met him at the MTV Slammy Awards. yeah.
So what are you doing? Is this your top 5? Is this your top pick?
This is my, I'm just going to start off, I want to start off because you said the word maroon. I
right.
heard you say the word maroon, and Maroon 5's new song is number 6 on my fucking hit list. It's not on my shit list. It's on my hit list. So there you go.
All right.
I'd say it's number 6. So tell me something, Billy Braggart.
Yes.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Do I have a girlfriend? I don't have time to settle down with one woman.
No.
I'm about the people.
So you're kind of like single and ready to mingle.
Yes, you could put it that way.
Cool. And you're like 64? How old are you?
I'm 54.
54. Cool, cool. I'm 20. So let's go. Let's go.
Are we going to listen to the song? Are we just going to say it?
Let's go into the next. Let's go into this song. Play that song. Can we play the song? This is Bruno Mars, which is our number 10. My number 10 is Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven. It's Bruno Mars with his new hit, Locked Out of Heaven. Good friend of mine. Good personal friend, casual friend. Now,
wait,
what?
Are you saying this is one of your top 10 of the year?
That is my 10 of the 10, the first one.
And it just came out, but it's still one of your favorites.
It just came out, and it is my top number 10 favorite.
You're not just saying it because it's a friend of yours.
But before the, no, we're going to get into the Green Day of it all. They're not my friends. I would never hang out with those guys because they're tough. I hang out with like fun guys like Bruno Mars who are just gay and fun, you know?
And that's why you voted for a song. You really like the song.
No, I really like the song.
What's it called?
Locked Out of Heaven.
But out of the, what?
Out of Heaven. Out of Heaven. He will sing it, Locked Out of Paradise, but that's a cute trick because it's a pop. It's a fun thing because it's like you look into it and you say, oh, it's Locked Out of Heaven. But he says Locked Out of Paradise in the song. It's a different lyric than it's called.
Let's hope the working class have not been locked out of heaven.
Maybe. Call me maybe. So what's your number 10?
Well, you asked me to bring a top 5, but I'll make my 5 number 10 if that helps you.
Yeah, make your 5 number 10, okay. And then we can come up with 5 more that are even better than your number 5, because it's probably not very good.
You asked me to pick my 5 top songs of the year.
Yes. And?
Coming in at number 5 is Pitbull's Don't Stop the Party.
Okay.
One of the greatest protest songs of this year.
It's a protest song?
Yes, it's about not stopping the party.
Okay, do you want
to... I'll do my own rendition, you don't need to play it. You don't need them girls loose, loose, loose. Don't get the world loose, loose, loose. You don't need money, move, move, move. But I do, I do. I see y'all having a good time out there. Yeah, yeah, K, para la fiesta, don't stop the party. They can't, they won't, they never will stop the party. They can't, they won't, they never will stop the party. I said, hey, y'all having a good time out there. Don't stop the party. Yeah, yeah, K, no para la fiesta. No stop the party. That's just a little taste.
Cool, that was really Gangnam Style.
It's about not stopping the party, because the government's out there, Carly Rae, trying to get us to stop the party, trying to get us to confine our parties to typical government party hours of Saturday and Friday. But the party should be able to go on and on into Sunday, even Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Especially if we're unemployed.
Except for Rebecca Black. She likes to party on Friday, 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 which is 2011's number one track. And is the Call Me Maybe of 2011, in a way. Even though Call Me Maybe is better, and I'm Carly Rae Jepsen, so I fucking know. So that was
Friday
really
is
beautiful.
Is the day of the working class.
Friday is the day of the working class?
Yes, because work is over.
Oh, that's cool. So it's the main day. It's the day that the workers get to clean off their bootsies and go hang out with their kids, maybe. Maybe we should go, call me, maybe we should go into my number 2, which is Diamonds by Rihanna. I mean, number 9. This is number 9. It's Diamonds. What's that?
You're singing your own lyrics over the song.
I just like to like try out different songs like Call Me Maybe because it is
that
something...
isn't how you came up with your song, is it? Stealing some of those other music and putting your own lyrics over it?
No. I started fucking a guy who just wrote me songs all the time. I just like blew him until he like squirted out Call Me Maybe and then I dumped him and I'm a fucking god.
Ugh. That's why I never have sex.
Yeah, well, use protection because people are evil. Okay, so that was great. I love Rihanna. She's got a banging body. She lets herself get beat up too much. What do you think about that?
Her relationship with Chris Brown, is that what you're saying?
Exact a moo-moo.
I don't approve of it. I don't approve of it at all.
What would you say to Chris Brown right now if he was in the room?
I'd say I don't like the way that you treated Rihanna. I don't like your relationship and the example it serves for fans of her music and for your music. What kind of role model are you? All singers should be role models. Any singer who doesn't start off the song by telling you how to live your life isn't a true singer.
Cool, cool. If Chris Brown was in the room right now, I'd probably say, I hate you. Do you think I'm pretty? Okay, so what would your number nine song? What would your number nine song be?
All Billy? Right, you told me bring in five, but I'll put it at number nine.
So four is nine. Do it.
Pitbull coming in at number nine as well as number 10 with Party Ain't Over.
Okay, another Pitbull. Okay.
Yes, you won't have to play the track. I'll do my own version.
Okay.
The party ain't over. The party ain't over. The party ain't over. It's 3 a.m. and there's too many women. She's just beginning the time of her life. So tell the DJ, Jay, turn the motherfucking up, up, up. Yeah, Mr. Bartender, pour me another cup, cup, cup. Get fucked up. From MIA to the ATL to the world.
Holy gump.
It's called Party Ain't Over.
That is Gangnam Style. That was so cool. Wow. It's
Pitbull saying that the government can try to make our party be over, but it's not over until the people say it's over.
Yeah, dance the revolution till its end.
Exactly. That's why I like you, Carly Rae.
I like you too, man. This is great. My favorite song, I also like Florida a lot. My favorite...
Flowrider?
Florida's... Flowrider? Flowrider.
It's pronounced Flowrider, not Florida.
I like to say Florida, because it's like the state. It's all right. Like flowery state. I like this song, I Cry by Florida. Maybe. Let you. Come in, maybe.
Oh, I like this part. Turn it up. I like it when mice sing.
Yeah, I just like that. I also like his song. The baby box with the strap. You never seen a shorty looking like that. Call me maybe. Call me maybe. Call me maybe. Bow. Bow. Now, what
you
was
seem
your-
to enjoy songs, the better they mash up with your one song.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Call Me Maybe is like, it's like the ultimate pop song. And I think, songs that just match up with it are pretty good. What do you think of Bieber's career and where Bieber's going?
I believe that he is part of the problem with the entire world.
Bieber?
Yes.
No, he's from Canada. He's really cute and fun.
Yes, but he seems to be pretty shallow.
Shallow?
Yes. Are any of his lyrics in the top 10 right now? Are any of his songs in the top 10?
We got a Bieber right here. Let's see.
Play it.
Let's see. It's called Beauty and the Beast, featuring Nicki Minaj, my friend. Here's Bieber. All I need is a beauty and a
beat who can make my life complete. Needs a beauty and a beat that can make his life complete?
Yes.
What kind of message is that? That you need beauty and beat? That's shallow.
It's just like, I want someone that's pretty, and I like beats because I'm in hip-hop. I'm a rapper.
He's not a rapper, though.
He's a rapper.
He's not.
Justin Bieber is just as good a rapper as he's a singer.
I know Pitbull, and he is not any Pitbull. I've met Pitbull.
He's not a Pitbull?
He's not.
Does he breed Pitbulls?
What?
Anyway.
You're high.
What would your number seven be?
My number seven, coming in at number seven, which was originally my number three, is Have Some Fun by Pitbull. You don't need to play a sample.
Are you sure?
Play my own version.
Okay.
All I want to do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I gotta do is take you home. I got the feeling this party has just begun. It's all I want. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. It's all I want. I got a feeling you're gonna give. It's about having some fun.
Yeah, I hear
But not the fun of the idle rich.
No, no, no. I heard some Sheryl Crow influence there. All I want to do is have some fun. I've got a feeling I'm not the only one. That's a Sheryl Crow shout out. Cool.
It might have been a reference to Sheryl Crow.
Cool, yeah. So are you down with Sheryl Crow?
I'm down with Pitbull.
You're down with Pitbull. Now, isn't he part of the kind of like ultra-capitalist terrible problem that you seem to think that's happening?
No, no.
Not Pitbull.
He's talking about, he's always talking, if you noticed, every one of these songs has the word party in it.
That's true.
He's talking about the party that you need to vote for, the working class party. It's the party of the working class.
What is the party of the working class? Is it Gary Johnson?
I don't know who that is.
He's the libertarian candidate.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, you seem so dumb, but then all of a sudden you know the libertarian candidate.
I'm just Carly Rae whatevernars. I'm about to announce a song that needs no introduction. It's really cool. It took over, and it needs no introduction, so I'll just play it. It's by a guy named Psy. It's Gurnam Style. Yeah, it skipped. I love Psy. Psy's so funny. Yeah. Yeah. Call me baby. Bow, 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 bow. Call me baby. Bow, bow, bow. So I was backstage at the MTV Video Music Awards last year, and he was like, "Can I have a hug?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he gave me a hug. It was like really long. It was really weird. He's really weird. He's funny. It was weird. It was a really long hug.
Really?
Yeah, from Psy. Like he like pressed his body against mine and like I felt his whole body. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he's fat and he's really disgusting. So it was after he came off stage after doing Gugga's Style, but I was like, whatever, you know, I'm hugging Psy. It's cool. But it was a long hug. It was very strange.
Does he have any songs besides Gangnam Style?
Yeah, he's got one called Nisao Ma, and that means noodle soup in Korean. Mm. And it's a really fun song. It's about noodle soup. It's just it's a soup themed song. So what's your take on Gangnam Style? What's this internet phenomenon? Because I'm an internet phenomenon, and Gangnam Style and Bieber is too. And who's the next one? Who's the next internet phenomenon for you?
I'm just supposed to guess who the next internet phenomenon style
well, what do you like? What do you like on the internet? What's your favorite thing?
You just asked me a lot of questions.
What do you like to watch on the internet? You're very serious.
I'm very serious. I just like to watch Rachel Maddow clips.
Yeah, you're like the guys.
She's the only kind of humor I like. Wry,
Maddow?
Sardonic humor about topical politics.
You think Rachel Maddow is the funniest thing?
Yes.
Wow. You've never seen Awkward or Teen Wolf. MTV is my favorite shows.
Teen Wolf. Is that on MTV? I need to check that out.
Yeah, I'm dating
There's
the guy
a wolf
from
inside
it.
All of us.
Yeah, I'm dating the guy from it. He's totally hairless. I also like this song. I can't find it right now, but I'll just sing it. It's by a band called Fun with the most handsome singer I have ever seen. He makes Brandon Flowers look like Medusa. It's Fun with We Are Young. Whoa! We are young. So call me maybe. Baby, let's have some fun.
I'll just have to take your word for it.
It's a band that's called Fun. So that's a cool song. What did you think of that Fun song? And what do you think about the phenomenon of Fun? They were just on SNL. They're making the rounds.
When I heard their name of the band was Fun, I said, that's for me to decide.
Cool. So you thought it was like a declaration. Like, mm-hmm. We are fun.
Pretty much. Coming in. At number six,
what's six
would have been
for
my
you?
Number
it's
two.
Your number two. What's that?
Is Last Night by Pitbull featuring Havana Brown.
Another Pitbull.
I can't believe what we did last night. I'm going to wake up in the morning sun. Roll over, tell everyone, I can't believe what we did last night. Wanna say, oh my god, that was so much fun. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in Miami never happened. What happens in Vegas, everybody stays in Vegas.
Vegas.
Happens in Miami, never happened. What happens in Vegas, everybody stays in Vegas. What happens in Miami, never happened.
This is crazy.
Everyone, what happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas.
But here's
what
my number.
In Miami, never
call me maybe.
Happened. That was so great. We should record that as a duet between us. Another fun song by Fun is Some Nights. Let's check it out.
This is fun. This is kind of fun.
Kind of fun. I feel like I'm on a sleigh ride.
Feel like we're on a sleigh ride.
I like songs that can be described as jangly.
It is jangly.
This is jangly.
It's Christian without being about Christ so much, you know?
I really enjoyed that song.
It feels Christian. I like it. It gives me tingles down
my spirit. Sounds like something I could sing.
Yeah. So what's your favorite food?
Rice.
Rice?
Plain white rice.
That's the working
food. The food of the working people.
Of Asia. Yes. Yes. That's interesting. That's
what's
cool.
The American working food?
I'm Canadian, and so that's
cheeseburgers.
It's cheeseburgers in Canada.
It is. I mean, no. Americans. They have maple syrup.
It's
something.
Actually maple. It's maple pies. It's maple pies.
Maple pies.
In America, it's cheeseburgers and gravy. It's fatty, fat daddy. Have you seen people how fat they are in this country? I mean,
it's not over till the fat lady sings. Pitbull said that.
Oh, yeah, that is a famous Pitbull lyric.
Coming in at number.
What's your number one? Five.
I think your six or five would be my number one.
Okay.
Would be called Drinks for You, aka Ladies Anthem, featuring Jennifer Lopez.
Nice.
By Pitbull.
Right, another Pitbull. Go for it.
It's Mr. Worldwide with a J to the low. Jenny, let me talk to him. If you think it's a joke, go ahead and laugh. Created my own lane, created my path. Graduated in high school, not with my class.
Call me maybe.
I done had a long week, now it's time to celebrate. See, this is about the working class. I done have a long week, now it's time to celebrate.
Yeah.
This drink's for you. This drink's for you. Everyone. This drink's for you.
Maybe.
This drink's for you. Single mothers raising babies and working hard. I know the feeling. I used to live in my mother worked 2 to 3 jobs.
Call me maybe.
That's what this song is dedicated to. All the mothers out there in the working class. You deserve all the drinks, all the partying you'll ever need. Everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
I done had a long week. Now it's time to celebrate. I done had a long week. Now it's time to celebrate. Don't hate.
Just met you. Okay.
This drink's for you.
This is crazy.
This drink's
my number.
For you. This drink's for you.
So call me maybe. Cool.
I see your baby getting your hair done, getting your nails tight. I see your baby trying on outfits. I
I done had a long week. Now it's time to celebrate. I had a long week.
Pitbull gets into really mundane specifics in his songs. I didn't sleep that well. It's time to celebrate. It wasn't that bad. It was just pretty bad.
You can't stop the beat. La, ra, la, la, la. Get up on your feet.
A lot of people have rhymed beat and feet through the years.
Move your feet to the beat. Things like that.
But he's put a new spin on it.
Yep. He's
you can
great.
Stop the beat.
That's why he's Pitbull.
La, 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 ra, la, 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 la. Get up on your feet. Let's go. You can't stop
the beat. Get up on your feet. Don't stop the beat. Get up on your feet. Don't stop the beat.
La, 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 la. On the feet, always looking for the beat. Ah, la, 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 la. Not looking for the beat, like Justin Bieber, who's just out there looking for beauty in the beat.
Beauty in the beat.
We're talking about the working class.
Justin,
who can't stop
you.
The beat, who's always on the feet. They just want to drink, they just want to party. They've had a long week of trying out outfits and making sure those outfits are really tight. And partying all night and not having to stop the party just because the government's trying to tell you to stop the party. For stopping the party because it's your choice and not the government's choice and not your wife's choice and not your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your patriarchs, your fathers, your older brothers, but yourself.
You're intense. What's your favorite TV show?
Oh, well, I like Parenthood.
Yeah, you're into Parenthood? Yes. Cool. Yeah, because it's kind of funny. It's a dramedy. Yeah.
It is. It's both.
I love that. That's cool.
Now, Carly Rae, I got to get out of here, so we got to wrap it up.
Okay, well, my number one.
What's your number one?
It's Scream by Will.i.am. I love Will.i.am. I love how processed his voice is. How shitty the song is, but then it's good. Not a piece of shit. You can just hear his haircut everything.
Shout and letting it all out is another common refrain that not many singers keep it going.
Originated by Tears for Fears, but not limited to the Tears for Fears song Shout.
Shout.
Let it on out. These are the things that I can see without coming, maybe.
I'm talking to you. Wow, he just ripped off that Tears for Fears song. It's amazing. I love him. He's not shitty. He's very good. So that's my number one. Number three, two, and are all Gangnam. Number four, three, and two are all Gangnam Style. So I love Psy. Psy, hi. Hi, Psy. Hi, Biebs. Hi.
What about Call Me Maybe? Did that not make your top 10?
Oh, I'm not like All About Myself. Oh. So it makes other people's top 10, but I'm bald.
You came in at number
friends.
7 on my list.
Really?
Yes.
That's not bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I would assume that you'd hate my music.
No.
That's cool. Do you want to have sex in the broom closet?
Definitely not.
No?
I'm only about the people.
Oh, yeah? My shit is all messed up, so I won't get pregnant.
All right, why not?
Okay, let's do it. Thank you so much. This is Carly Rae Jepsen.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. Earwolf. The wolf dead.